This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Hi there, welcome along to this podcast. And this week on The Night Shift, we reviewed the brand new album, Dejessy Volume 4, from the incredible Jacob Collier. A lot of people consider him to be a genius, including Quincy Jones. He's got lots of guests on the album as well. And the panel on What's New 24 had their say on this brand new piece of work from, once again, Jacob Collier. Do enjoy the podcast and join me live on the show, weeknights 8 through 10, here on Dubai Eye 103.8. Yeah, welcome into What's New 24. I look forward to this each and every week as we have a good old discussion about music and a great panel tonight. To my right, we have a very sporty looking Emily Peacock. Have you just been for a run?
I ran from my apartment to the taxi that was waiting.
Very cool look, very sporty Spice look. To my left, I have Louise. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, what are we wearing, t-shirt?
It's a Kill Bill t-shirt, but it's one of the other characters, not Beatrix Kiddo, which is the character I named my cat after.
It's a very warm welcome back to our panel, to the one and only Ross Swanson. How are you, Mr. Swanson?
I'm very well, Mark. How are you?
Great to see you again, and great to have you back on our panel. I'm not going to tell people exactly what I said when I said, are you free, Ross? I'd probably not, because you never are. But he said, yeah, I'm free tonight. I can come in, look forward to it. And then I sent in the album that we're going to be reviewing, and he said, I hate that guy. So I'm not quite sure what we're going to get tonight. Before we get to it, a couple of headlines. Billie Eilish and Phineas are going to perform at the Oscars for the third year in a row. She's going to do that tune, What Was I Made For? Which is
no
lovely.
Surprise there. No. Yeah.
I mean, it's up for song. Best song. It's up for best Oscar song. So I'm hoping that they win on that one. Also, the Eagles. Mm-hmm. You like the Eagles?
I do.
Yeah, okay. Well, they're reported to be negotiating a residency at the new Sphere venue in Las Vegas, where you two played.
That'll be fun.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Yeah.
That'd be really cool to go and see.
Amazing band.
Yeah, quick trip out to Vegas to see the Eagles at the Sphere. That'll do nicely.
We'll all go.
Finally, Miley Cyrus, the IFPI, which is the organisation that represents the recorded music industry worldwide, has announced that her hit, Flower, has won the Global Single Award for 2023, and that goes to the artist with the world's best-selling single of the year across all digital platforms. Any surprises there?
No surprises. I'm not sure Eddie Parsons would be very happy about it, but I'm not surprised in the slightest.
Anyway, thank you. A great year then for Miley Cyrus. Right then, we're going to get into our album, and it's called Dejessy Volume 4. Fifth studio album from the English musician Jacob Collier. Now, I first came across Jacob Collier when he put this on YouTube, a split screen, and he sang this. So that's Jacob Collier on YouTube. He's got about 6-8 screens going. He's doing all the harmonies, the bass, the lot. Just vocal genius, in my opinion. I know it's a bit of a laugh. It's a bit funny. But, I mean, what he's doing with the Flintstones there is very clever, Ross. You've got to admit.
Yeah, of course. Of course. I played with a guy who some people may know, Al Awardi, who does much the same thing vocally you know, multiple screens and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It is, an immense talent to be able to do that, and that smooth and, you know, perfect. It's just, you know, it's fantastic. Check out Al Awardi as well, if you guys, just so you know, he's not...
I mean, what do you make of the Flintstones there, Emily?
That is not what I was expecting you to play. I thought you were going to play his split screen cover of Don't You Worry About a Thing.
Yeah, which is great as well.
Which is the one that Quincy Jones saw.
Yeah.
3 days after he uploaded it to YouTube.
Yeah. Flintstones, new take?
I mean, I remember it the first time around. That's how old I am. So,
yeah.
Don't know what else to say about that.
I like the original.
Now, of course, Jacob Collier came to Expo 2023, and he performed there, a one-man show, surrounded by instruments on the stage. Went to see it. I was blown away by it. And I got an interview with him, with Jacob Collier. So, of all the instruments that he can play, I asked him, which was his favourite and how it all got started?
Well, I suppose it started with the voice for me. The voice is my absolute favourite instrument of all time. I think partly because everyone has one. You know, it's just a completely universal thing. And I love the sound of people singing together. In fact, when I do shows, I love getting the audience to sing and sometimes kind of quite complex things. And the thing that has become so clear to me is just that everyone's a musician in the whole wide world.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you think of yourself as one or not. You know, everyone who listens to music is a musician. So for me, it started with voice. And then from there, I moved to piano. And piano is a great place to learn chords. And then bass from there. And I was always kind of drumming on the table and drumming on the walls and stuff. So eventually my mum said, okay, here's a drum kit. And I started playing drums. And from there, it just kind of spread out. You know?
Yeah, most important instrument in the world, the human voice.
I mean, it's the only one I can play, so I'm going to say it's pretty good.
You play it so well.
I mean, I try.
What about Emily? What do you think of Mr. Collier and his voice and what he can do with it?
Do you know what? Yeah, no, I think he's indisputably an incredible talent. Like, his mind is just extraordinary, and I love listening to him talk about music, and I could listen to him talk about music all day long.
Hmm.
And while his tone isn't my favourite tone, it's just what he can do with it. What he can do with it is, I've not really seen that a lot.
Mm.
Like, I can't really compare many people to it.
Let's get a tune in. His new album, Jesse Volume 4, this is Little Blue, and it also features Brandi Carlile.
Little Blue, be my shelter, be my cradle, be Be my boat, be my river, be the stillness of the moon. If I could, I'd go with you to a place I never knew. In your eyes, so dark and open, a light that leads me back to you. 'Cause you're not so far away, I hear you say, you'll never walk alone. Singing, don't be afraid of the dark in your heart, you're gonna find a carry the weight of the world on your shoulders. You're gonna find a way home.
Little blue, be my anchor, be my light, my compass star. Be my darkness, be my danger, be the strings of my guitar. Little blue, I will love you, something strong and something true. In your arms, so deep and gentle, there's a home.
So far away, I hear you say, you'll never walk alone. Singing, don't be afraid of the dark in your heart. You're gonna find a way to carry the weight of the world. On your shoulders, you're gonna find a way. Don't be afraid of the light.
It's all right, there's our first piece then. Little Blue, Jacob Collier, together with Brandi Carlile. On that first piece, lush, lush harmonies. Thank you, Wayne, for your message. I ain't reading it out, but you're entitled to your opinion. I really like that. Let's start with Emily.
I think this song is incredibly powerful because I feel like it literally transports you, it lifts you up and leaves you somewhere suspended. And that's how that song makes me feel. And this is the first song I went to listen to on the album because I saw the name Brandi Carlile.
Yeah.
And I only joined the Brandi Carlile fan club last year, and she's one of my favorite discoveries of last year. So when I saw that it was a collaboration, I was like, okay, immediately going to that one.
Yeah,
and I just think this song is really powerful and really beautiful. Mm. Lyrics, harmonies, everything.
To my left.
It gives me the same vibes as it did the first time I heard Kate Bush and Peter Gabriel, Don't Give Up. Like, I'm not saying it sounds like that.
No.
Just gave me that kind of vibe. And yeah, the minute Brandi Carlile kicks in, I just go,
It kind of really lifts, doesn't it, when
I have to give a nod to Jamie, my keyboard player, who's a massive, massive Jacob Collier fan. And he said, some tracks feel like they'll stay with me forever, Little Blue. In his opinion, is some of the most beautiful pieces of music ever made. Like, he's a super Jacob Collier fan, so I got.
I think he's a keyboard player's kind of guy.
It's very similar to Jamie's style as well. Like, even the voice is a little bit like, Jamie's got quite a soft singing voice, and I think it does kind of go in with. And Jamie will try and get his hands on every instrument he can. So there's some similarities between the two of them.
Mr. Swanson, looking rather pensive over there.
No, not at all. I'm listening intently.
Of course you are.
I mean, super captivating intro. Right away, it draws you in. It's beautiful. There's instrumentation that's very interesting in there as well. I think there's a little pedal steel part.
Yeah.
A bass riff mimics what the guitar did earlier. Just things like that are really clever. But the only thing I'll say is, like, in that sort of I'm trying to be clever thing, you know, between the sections of the songs, they go to the sort of odd chord changes, which are, like you say, he's kind of a keyboard player's musician. And fair enough, that's fine to do all that kind of stuff, just as long as it's done sort of in moderation. But so, you know, that's to be expected. Overall, though, amazing dynamics, instrumentation, vocal performances. Uplifting was the word that I had written down here, and then I wrote that you said that already. But I'm saying it again, because just the choral element at the end there is just super uplifting. Just a beautiful piece of music.
One of my favorite singers, without a doubt, is Michael McDonald, and he appears on this next track. I'm going to squeeze it in right now, Wherever I Go.
You got me feeling kind of lonely. I never thought that I'd see the day. You tell me you got me. Said you'd always be my one and only. I'm feeling like you're drifting away. I'm holding up for something. I'm going up with nothing. I'm losing hope that ever we could start again. Been holding us together. The minute goes away. Said you never. Okay.
A song that's cooking, it's that one for sure. Michael McDonald on there, Lawrence as well, Wherever I Go from Jacob Collier. We're going to hold that in our heads. We're going to come back and talk about that track. Up next here on Dubai Eye 103.8.
You're
You're listening to the UAE's number one talk radio station.
This is The Night Shift with Mark Lloyd
on Dubai Eye 103.8.
We are listening and we are singing some of our station IDs there, but we're also listening to the one and only Jacob Collier, his new album, Jesse. Jesse 4, and we heard that song that featured Michael McDonald on some very subtle backing vocals, and Lawrence along with Jacob, Wherever I Go. I'm going to come to Ross first of all on, sure, on this one. What did you make of it?
Fun groove, super fun groove. Beautiful harmonies, of course. You know, Jacob is so based around chords and harmonies and things like that, that it's a feature that you find quite often in his stuff. Too much, yeah, maybe, some people might say.
Yeah.
But, you know, that they're well done. I love, love, love the subtle electric little plinky parts that are very clear, but they just add an element to the rhythm in the background. Horn sections, very well placed. You know, this is what I liked about this song, is just the extra things that they brought in were just really well placed, and they thought, it seemed like they thought those things through. There's a sick bass line at the end, a real quick run that stands out because of the simplicity of it in the rest of the song. You know, it's very straightforward through the rest of it, and then just takes off at the end for just a second, like one bar or something. And I mean, I love that. I love hearing stuff like that. You set that up with being simple and it stands out.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool, it was song. Very Doobie Brothers for me. I felt Doobie Brothers all the way. Let's go to Louise.
Yeah, I just said when we were off it, would I love that song as much if it was just him and not Michael McDonald and Lawrence singing? And I think the answer would be no. I think Michael McDonald brings a bit of spice, like we've just said, a bit of spice to that song, but it's, yeah, super groovy. Love the harmonies. It definitely, that's, see, I found that one like uplifting. That made me want to move around. Yeah. I really liked it.
Yeah, Emily.
Yeah. When I first heard that song, my immediate feeling was like the same feeling I get when I listen to You Make My Dreams Come True by Hall & Oates.
Yeah.
Which is one of my favorite songs, just for the pure fun of it.
Yeah.
And then secondly, to see that Lawrence was on that, one of my other favorite discoveries of 2023 was the band Lawrence, who, if you have not checked these guys out, I mean, I implore you all out there to check out Lawrence, who've been touring last year with Jonas Brothers.
Oh.
It's a brother and sister, and then their band, and yeah, you heard that female vocal on that track, so just trust me on this one, guys.
Now, of course, Quincy Jones heard, what was that Stevie Wonder's tune that he did on
YouTube? Don't You Worry About a Thing.
Don't You Worry About a Thing on YouTube. Saw that, and immediately he was out to get Mr. Collier on the, in his label or in his stable. And I asked Jacob about his thoughts on Quincy and how he'd influenced his career.
He's the man. He's now 89 years old. You know, he's been a source of inspiration to me for my entire life, you know, far, far beyond just meeting him in the last few years. You know, he's been responsible for every decade, within every decade since, you know, the 1940s or 1950s. He's been responsible for my favorite music of that decade. So, you know, being able to meet him was a complete honor and a thrill. And he found one of my videos on YouTube, one of these multiple faces, kind of multi-harmony singing videos that I made by myself from home. And he kind of freaked out. He said, "Oh, this is so exciting. Where are these chords coming from? You know, what planet?"
Yeah.
And I was so thrilled and so excited. So I got to meet him in 2014, which now is 8 years ago. And I then signed to his management company. And he and they have really enabled me to do things in my own way.
Yeah, Quincy Jones obviously super impressed. Let's get another tune in right now. And this one kind of goes down the Latin route a little bit. It's called Mi Corazón.
Parece que el mundo a ti te dio la espalda. Eso parece de acá. Caminando en fuego tú siempre descalza. No te me vayas a quemar.
While I'm wide awake, you're in outer space. We are always drifting apart. And whether near or far, no matter where you are, you will always be in my heart. My heart.
My heart. Mi corazón, mi corazón. My heart. Siempre vas a estar en mi corazón. My heart. Mi corazón, mi corazón. My heart. Siempre vas a estar en mi corazón.
para de volar ahora que tienes alas. Y yo no dejo de pensar dónde vas a aterrizar. Yo extraño ser tu brújula y tu ancla. Tú navegando, navegando, navegando sin compás.
Like a great old sad sitting in my head. You were always safe in the stars. I was plain to see, I gotta set you free. But you will always stay in my heart. My heart,
my heart, mi corazón, mi corazón. My heart, siempre vas a estar en mi corazón.
Okay, Mi Corazón features Camilo on that tune. Stevie Wonder is coming to mind there when that bass kind of kicks in. It's very Stevie Wonder, big meaty bass sound. Let's go Louise on there. Not looking too chuffed over there, Louise, on that one.
It's just my face, Mark, to be fair. No, so it is. It's just my face. No, the thing with that one is I was just thinking, like, you have to listen to these songs on your headphones because there's so many random... Like, there's a little glass shattering sound that keeps popping up and a little woo every now and then. And you're like, it really takes some listening to. Like, I think Jamie's words were, you have to kind of sit down in a dark room after you've listened to the album. I was like, yeah, you kind of do, because you need to just think about what you've just heard. And everything's so different. Like, there's nothing like this. There's not another song like this on the album. And then you're like, where's it going next? Like,
Yeah. Takes you by surprise all the time.
Yeah, it's good fun, that one.
Emily?
It's super complex, isn't it? Like, there's just so much going on, like you say, Lou. Like, you say you do have to listen to that one with headphones, but then halfway through that, I had to take mine off just to get a little bit of space between, like, me and the music so I could listen to it and the studio speakers. It's a bit too much for me. I really enjoy it, but it's what a stark contrast to like Little Blue, for example.
Yeah,
like wow. Mm-hmm.
I mean, when we first met tonight, Ross, you know, you said, "Yeah, musical genius, no two ways about it." Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's too much.
It's a lot. Yeah, I mean,
it's a lot to kind of consume, isn't it?
It's tough when you're in a studio and you know a lot of things, directions that you could go with things, and you just have, oh, well, what if we did this? And ooh, what if we did that? And it's fun to be doing those things, and sometimes it's a lot. I found that this one wasn't too much for me, like, you know, as far as the elements in it. Like, I thought that if anything, there were these little Easter eggs that you could have as replay value later on, where you'll hear something different every time, and that's kind of what you were touching on, Louise.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
From the start, though, I loved the aspect of having such raw acoustic instruments mixed with the electronic element of things. Like, there's some sub bass in there and things. And then when the choruses kick in, it gets a little more synthy. I mean, what a groove. It's just, it's fantastic. So, you know, it makes the chorus stand out, having that really contrast between the two things. So, yeah, I hope that they take that chorus groove and have a long live jam with that when they play it live. And I haven't seen him live or, you know, footage or anything like that. But to me, that is one of those things where you could take that groove and, I mean, play that forever and get some, you know, crowd participation with different things. It's just a great part. I love that. The choruses are great.
I just want to drop this clip in from a friend of mine who's also a great guitar player. And we went to see Jacob Collier together to perform live. His name is Kel. I'm sure a lot of you probably know Kel. And here's what he had to say about Jacob Collier performing live.
I remember very clearly the wonderful night down at Expo when we both saw Jacob Collier live, and my gosh, what a performance. I think we both spent the whole gig looking at each other with our jaws literally to the floor. His musicality is second to none. He's just not from this earth. He's comprehension of music. He's unlike any other that I've ever come across. But his performance was something else as well. The energy, the vibrancy, there's just this kind of wonderful sense of youth and energy that he brings live on stage, and really kind of draws you into what he does. So much energy. And of course, he plays all of the instruments all at the same time. And I remember there was one part where he got the whole crowd singing all in harmony. He kind of sectioned us all off to sing. And yeah, what an absolutely incredible evening.
Yeah, it was. And thanks for that, Kel, that little clip there. And he just surrounds himself with just loads of instruments in a semicircle kind of behind him. And, you know, off he goes. He's got his loop station going as well. So he'll start off a little riff on guitar, jump over to the bass, on the live drums there, a little bit on that, and it's how he builds up these tracks, and then the singing with the crowd. He literally makes an orchestra out of the crowd. It's absolutely incredible to see him do it. Let's get another song in anyway right now. Never Gonna Be Alone. John Mayer, musician that we all admire, I guess.
Oh, was it him? Okay.
John Mayer, Lizzie McAlpine. Didn't we know? I don't know Lizzie McAlpine.
She was. She got kind of thrust into the starlight via TikTok, didn't she? Or did she? Have I made that up?
Was it covers
no,
as well?
I think so.
Maybe, I don't know.
Let's have a listen.
Unless she might, I could be totally wrong. She could have been around before TikTok. I do apologise.
Never Gonna Be Alone.
There's a patch of sunlight in my room, on the carpet where I held you for a moment. There was something so sweet about it, never been so unguarded, and it made me fall for you.
There's a tree that looks up at the moon, in the garden where I held you for a moment. Something so sweet about it, I'm holding on to this moment, cause it made me fall for you. Made me fall for you.
Take me back to the window, take me back to the door. Do it right where I left you, sitting on the floor.
Complex, that key change there, just kicking in. Emily, you had your eyes closed most of that. I think it's a song to close your eyes too.
I'm just very sleepy.
Seep it all in.
I'm joking. No, I did one. Yeah, I wanted to hone in on it for that moment. Yeah, very dreamy, very, very dreamy, and I can really imagine it to be on like a movie soundtrack.
Yeah,
it's a really beautiful piece.
Lovely. Guitar.
Yeah, beautiful. I mean, in my review notes,
yes,
I had the good. I did no research on this and on any of this. I wanted to listen to it from just a fresh perspective. I didn't want to know if there were guests on it or anything, and so I just said in my notes anyway that the guitar solo was very John Mayer-esque.
Did you really?
Yeah, it's right here. Yeah, people at home flapping.
We'll keep that. We'll keep that. And play on it.
Called it. No, but anyway, it just and you know, there you go. John Mayer is. You know, an unmistakable guitar player. Very cinematic intro, something I said I was thinking as well with the water sounds and all that kind of stuff. I've pictured myself surrounded by trees and greenery, know, and I could almost smell the grass.
Yeah. I mean, you were talking, Louise, about where you're going to listen to this.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we've got these amazing headphones on in our studios that just bring everything, to life. And you said, well, you're not going to get that, are you, in the car?
Yeah, like, these are songs, because there's so much intricacies and little things going on, like, it does need to be listened to with headphones and no distractions. Like, we often talk about, like, and Eddie says it a lot, and I say it a few times, like, this isn't a driving down
the beach road.
Beach road, like with the roof off down. Because there's so much going on. I mean, like, maybe to an extent that last one a little bit, but still, like, you need to, like, we came to the conclusion, you need to sit in a dark room and listen to it. Like, how else do you take everything in? Mm-hmm. There's that much going on. Like, you're not going to hear this. You're not going to hear bands covering this anytime soon, you know, and unless you go and watch
it. He's getting big names to work with him. You know, I mean, the big names that we've had, Brandi Carlile, we've got John Legend coming up, John Mayer, Michael McDonald. Mm-hmm. There's even Steve Vai, guitar player, on there as well. I mean, everybody seems to want to work with this guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, he blew up, you know, and everybody, he's sort of the it guy, and he has the skills to back it up. He has the musicianship to back it up. He plays everything. I mean, you know, that's the thing about him, is that people are all interested. He's caught the attention of everybody. So, of course, if he says, hey, do you want to be on my album? They're jumping at it. Of course they do. So
you're surprising me a little bit, Ross. I thought you were going to come here in here and massacre this album.
It's through tight lips.
We've got time for one more. Let's see what he does with this. Louise is kind of looking over at me. I don't think she's going to like this version of an absolute classic from Simon and Garfunkel, Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Feeling small and tears are in your eyes. I will lay me down.
Right, I'm going to jump in there because I think there's quite a lot to talk about on this one.
We've not got to Tori Kelly yet.
Oh, have we not? All right.
Sorry.
We'll give it a few more minutes. Okay, so there's Tori Kelly jumping in at the end of that. Very gospel-y, lots of voice. I mean, arrangement-wise, absolutely on another planet, as I think Quincy Jones said. What did you think of that? There's two females on there, yeah?
Yes, so uncredited, the first vocal you hear on this song is Yebba. And Yebba's not a household name that everybody knows,
no.
But she's someone that if you're at a listening party with your friends, it's like one of those perfect songs to listen to, like artists to listen to.
Everyone puts on My Mind at some point in the evening, yeah.
At a certain hour, I will always put that song on. Yeah, it's called My Mind by Yebba. So Yebba is the first vocalist on this, and she's uncredited, and I'm not sure why.
Mm.
But yeah, it's very complex, this, you know, this version of this song. It's more like a showcase of vocal runs. They are great vocalists, obviously, but it is a lot. It's a lot.
A lot to take in, isn't it? All right, Louise, let me have your verdict on that.
Like, I think if you took just the choir bit, it would be beautiful enough on its own. If you took just John Legend's bit, it would be beautiful on its own. And then you've got Tori Kelly, who, yes, can sing absolutely incredibly. I just have, and this is, I think this is a personal thing, just because you can riff doesn't mean you should on every line, every sentence, every word. And I think a song like this, like Bridge Over Troubled Waters, the whole reason it's so beautiful is based on its simplicity. And I'm not saying that the performances aren't stunning and the vocals are incredible, and especially John Legend's section is ridiculously good.
Yeah.
But it's just a lot, and I'm like, does that song need to be a lot? And if there was another version on the album of just all the choral bits, I'd be sat in a dark room crying to that, I think, because that's stunning on its own. So, yeah, it's a lot.
I think we all agree, don't we, that this guy is a musical genius. There's no two ways about that. He's just off the chart. No wonder Quincy Jones was trying to track him down and pick up the phone and get him signed. But yeah, you know, it's a lot to take in. I would buy this album for sure and get it on my turntable, and I'd love it, I'm sure.
All right.
Ross, you wrap it up with what you thought of that bridge.
Well, you were, I think what needs to be said has been said about it. I don't have, you know, I mean, stunning a cappella vocals in the beginning. Remind me a lot of Pentatonix, if you guys are.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, stuff like this. You could see it in a like the old Disney movies, like The Lion King or, you know, Bambi or something, maybe, I don't know, but you know what I'm saying? But it's a lot, and I just felt like, you know, the female vocals, especially the first one,
but
it was a little, I mean, over riffy to me. Like you said, Louise, if you, just because you can do a thing doesn't mean you need to do a thing. And I feel that way about, you know, as a guitar player, you know, some, you know, guitar parts and things like that with different artists. I can only listen for so long. And I think if I'll say the thing I was going to say, and I said off air to you, what I love about this artist is that he is one. He's a true artist. I love his passion for music and his passion for discovery, his passion for experimentation and his work ethic and his commitment to musicianship. And frankly, more people who like to call themselves professional musicians should take a page out of his book, because he works really hard and puts hours and hours and hours. So instead of us standing by going like, oh, he's a musical genius, he is amazing at everything he does, but he works his tail off to get that way. And so instead of being just, be impressed, absolutely be impressed by what all the things he can do, but instead of just standing there in awe with your jaw on the floor, get to work, put more time in during the day so more people could take a page out of his book.
Nice one, Ross. Absolutely brilliant. Sure. Where's everybody playing, Louise, this week?
I am actually done, because we've only got two more gigs and they are both private events.
Oh, lovely.
So I'm then taking a break for Ramadan. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
You're going to come in here and you're going to talk about music with
absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely. Can I come in more days than one, though?
Emily?
I'll talk about my Ramadan dates, because sadly I won't be able to come into the show for the month, because I will be working. I'll be performing solo on Tuesdays and Fridays from 9 o'clock at Blah Blah Beach Club.
Okay.
And I'll be doing Sundays also at Giel's Laurel Meridian with my duo Chasing Embers.
Lovely. Ross, you're going to be out and about as well, aren't you?
I'll be out and about. Yeah, I'll come watch some shows. I just finished a big stint of 7 days a week there for a while, so okay, I'm just resting my body for a little bit, but I'm picking it back up again during Ramadan. I'm going to have some shows, and then from then on as well, so lots of stuff coming up. Check me out at RossTVP on Instagram if you want. I post all the time on the stories. You can find all the shows there when they come up.
Guys, as always, thank you so much for coming along and talking music on What's New 24.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8,
the UAE's number one talk radio station. You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.